Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining me on this awesome day. I hope you are having a blessed day. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love sharing the word with you guys, and we love hearing all your comments. So make sure to comment and let us know what these podcasts are doing for you. I know that we've had incredible testimonies of people that have been really touched and just transformed through the power of His word. His word is powerful. I want to come to you like I did maybe about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, out of Psalms. And I took an entire Psalm and I really broke it down. But today I want to read to you Psalm 62. And we're going to break this scripture down because I believe that God is talking to His people about how to wait on the Lord. So Psalm 62, and I'm going to read it. If you're maybe driving, just listen away, or maybe you're taking notes, you can do so in the quiet and the comfort of your home. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 62, it says, "I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me." This is David speaking. "To them, I'm just broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me." It says, "They praise me to my face, but curse me to their hearts. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge and rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Common people are as worthless as a puff of wind, and the powerful are not what they appear to be. If you weigh them on the scales together, they are lighter than a breath of air. Don't make your living by extortion or put your hope in stealing. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, O Lord," it says, "power belongs to you, O Lord. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you repay all people according to what they have done." I love what the scripture says in Psalm chapter 62, and it says, "Wait quietly before God. Wait patiently before God." So here the psalmist tells us how to wait on God. And then he gives us a lot of benefits by waiting on the Lord and what will happen when we wait on the Lord. So here the psalmist obviously has enemies that are coming against him. They say they bless me to my face, but they curse me through my, you know, backstabbing, basically. He says they betray me in my back, but to my face they speak blessings. And so the psalmist obviously is going through a turmoil. David was probably going through situations where he was running from his enemies. He had many, many enemies that wanted to kill him. But here he tells us a powerful illustration of how to wait on God. And he says, "Wait patiently on God." Now, to wait patiently, if you were to define it, it says that word patience means the capacity to endure trouble or suffering without getting angry or upset. That's powerful. So he's saying, I cannot get upset by what I'm going through. I cannot get upset and I cannot get angry by the attack or by what others are doing to me. He said, but wait patiently without getting upset and enduring the trouble, enduring the suffering. The Bible says that Jesus learned obedience through His suffering. There's a proverb that says it is through the beatings and the sufferings that one learns and is purged in their character. In other words, the beating, the suffering, the torment, the affliction, the hardship, all of those things that one goes through is actually purging our heart. It's actually producing something good, or it sure ought to do that. And so the psalmist says, wait patiently. Why? Because the victory is going to come from God. It's not going to come from man. It's not going to come from a human being. The victory that you are waiting on is going to come from God. God, the psalmist says, He alone is my fortress. And then he says, I'm never going to be shaken as long as God is my fortress. as long as he's the one that I run to. And then in verse 5, he says again, let all that I am wait quietly before God. I love that. Because if you think of waiting quietly before God, does it mean that we're not never going to speak? What the psalmist is saying is when you wait quietly, quietly before God, you're meditating on his word, you're waiting quietly. Listen, that would really stop you. When we wait quietly before God, it's going to stop us from not speaking something contrary to the situation or to the promises of God or to the word of God or to the vision that you saw or to what God has promised you. Whatever it is, you're not going to speak contrary to that word when you wait quietly before God. Now, the perfect example is Jesus. Because while Jesus is enduring, he's on his way to the cross. He's, you know, walking the road and he's carrying his cross, spit at. He was flogged. They put a crown of thorns. And the Bible says that he spoke not a word. Because he knew that there was something up ahead that was bigger than the temporary circumstance. So the psalmist says, wait quietly before God. Think about that. How many times have we waited and then we start speaking contrary? And perhaps you don't voice it out loud. Perhaps it's not something that we speak with our mouth. But sometimes we have these thoughts that are contrary to really the promises of God, what God has spoken over my life, what he has said he's going to do. So the psalmist says, wait quietly before him. And then he goes on to say, because your victory is going to come from him. So the victory can only come when we wait patiently, when we wait quietly before God, when we put our hope in him. That's what the psalmist is trying to tell me. He said, my victory is going to come from God. And then I love what he says. No enemy can touch you. No enemy can reach you when you wait that way. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against you can prosper or prevail. When you wait patiently with God, you're not angry, you're not fretting, you endure it. You endure long suffering. The Bible says it's one of the fruits of the Spirit, long suffering. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit was given to us so that we don't fall into the flesh. The fruits of the Spirit were given to us so that we start to walk in this maturity. One of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. One of the fruits of the Spirit is actually patiently waiting. Patience. That is a fruit of the Spirit. It's not fretting. It's not getting anxious. It's not having a mood swings on a daily basis. We're up, we're down. No, it's waiting patiently before God in the long-suffering. I'm not getting angry because the promise hasn't come. I'm not getting angry at God, wondering, well, God, when is this going to happen? You know, and then we start to become upset because it hasn't happened on our time clock. No, waiting patiently. The psalmist is telling me that's waiting is going to produce a victory. Waiting quietly before God so that I don't speak things that are contrary, so that I don't cancel the prayer that I just prayed. Have you ever prayed a prayer and then you pray the prayer and then afterwards you speak something contrary to what you just prayed? You just canceled the prayer. See, our prayer and our words have got to line up. We have to line up our words. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Your words have so much power. If we want to know what's really in your heart, just listen to your words. Listen to how you talk to yourself. Perhaps you're not, they're unspoken words, but just listen to yourself talk, because we do a lot of talking to ourselves. Listen to yourself talk, and that's really a good indication of if you're really quiet before God, waiting patiently before God, are you still before God? The Bible says, be still and know that he is God. He's God. He's going to bring the victory, because the victory is not going to come from anybody else. The psalmist is telling me the enemy cannot reach you. There's going to be victory. Victory is going to come from God. And it also says there, put your hope in him. Your hope is not in a thing. Your hope is not in a person. Your hope is going to be from him. And it says because the victory is going to come from him, regardless of what you are facing. And then the last thing he says in verse 11 and 12, God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. The power comes from God. Unfailing love, it comes from God. It belongs to God. He said, surely you will repay all people according to what they have done. Listen, the day of paycheck is coming. Your paycheck is coming. Everything that you have sown, the days of reaping are coming. I keep hearing this in my spirit. Tell my people the rain is coming. Tell my people the rain is coming. When the rain comes, the blessings come. When the rain comes, the abundance comes. When the rain comes, the seeds that you have planted begin to germinate. Every farmer loves the rain. I came to tell you the rain is coming. The psalmist is saying, wait quietly. Put your hope in God. Wait patiently before God. Keep your mouth quiet. If you want to say something negative, listen, it's better to just bite your tongue. Keep your mouth quiet. Put your hope in the Lord. Your victory is coming because the God that you serve is the one that's going to bring the victory. And because you waited like that, it says no enemy can reach you. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray that you learn how to quietly wait and patiently wait on the Lord. Instead of calling your sister, calling your brother, and then speaking all the situation, and there you are, all you're doing is activating what the enemy is doing. Stop talking about your problem. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. Start to declare what God is saying and wait quietly before God. Don't call your sister, hey, let's go have breakfast, and then all you do is talk about your husband, talk about all the problems, talk about everything. Stop it. The psalmist is telling me what to do and how to attain the victory. He said, wait patiently before God. In other words, endure it like a good soldier of Christ. Stop getting angry. Stop fretting. Don't get upset and wait on the Lord. I'm going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every viewer and I pray for every listener. And I declare today, God, that you are going to give them the grace to wait. And I pray, Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit living inside of them has the fruit of patience. Father, everybody that has become impatient today, Father, I declare that they will not be people of flesh, that lean in the flesh, that walk in the flesh, that listen to the flesh, that feed the flesh, but rather they are people of spirit. They are people that are led by the Spirit of God. And I declare the fruit of the Spirit over you. I declare that there's peace, patience, kindness and gentleness and goodness and faithfulness, self-control, love and joy. I declare the peace, the shalom of God over you. I declare that you are quietly waiting on God and that you know that God is going to bring forth that victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I love you guys. I thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you share the podcast. Make sure you share it with everybody you possibly can. And please, please share my YouTube channel with as many people as you possibly can. I'd love to hear your comments and everything that God is doing. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. We are praying for you. We are interceding for you. And this is the year that you are going to receive your victory. I love you guys. And until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.